Hey, this is even more Brat, and I hope nobody's been missing my voice too much. I've been crazy busy lately, but I found an audio, or not an audio, I found a questionnaire from Captain Cookie, and I don't know, I feel like rambling, so how do you define attraction? I don't know, it's one of those things I have a hard time defining because it just kind of happens. I guess it's just like a feeling of being drawn towards somebody and wanting to be around them, or do things with them, I suppose. What types of attraction do you think exist? Oh man, okay, so there's definitely the like, oh my fuck yes, like raw physical attraction. No, sorry. There's like raw, oh my fuck yes, sexual attraction. And then I feel like there's physical attraction where it's like, wow, you're like extremely attractive and pretty, but I don't know if I would necessarily do anything with you. I get that a lot to like celebrities and stuff, and I'm like, you are very pretty, but I probably would not like do anything. There's kind of there's like an intellectual, and then there's also an emotional attraction for me. So like I can be attracted to somebody because they're like wicked smart, and then sometimes I'm attracted to somebody because they're just like emotionally we just seem to mesh. They're just a nice person. I'm sure there's some more attraction types that I'm missing, but I guess the other thing too is like every time I meet somebody new, if I am attracted to them, I'm usually attracted to people for like just kind of their own cocktail of reasons. And so if I try to like explain why I'm attracted to someone, it's kind of difficult because it's just like, well, no, they're just attractive to me. I want them. Oh, do you like yourself slash find yourself attractive? Some days. Some days I find myself physically attractive and I'm like, yeah, brat, you looking good. Some days I find myself emotionally attractive and I feel like I'm a good person. And then there's other days when I'm like, look at myself in the mirror and be like, wow, when did you get fat? And think about myself and I'm like, wow, when did you why are you such a bitch? Why are you such a horrible friend and partner and whatnot? So yeah, that definitely fluctuates a lot. As a general rule, I find myself sexually attractive fairly often. I'm kidding. I wonder what you people see in me some days. Or hear in me, I suppose. How is attraction different for different kinds of relationships? It just is. If I have a like a more of a hookup based relationship, then it's kind of based on the physical sexual attraction sort of thing. And if it's some more of a friendly sort of thing, then again, like that like fluctuates too, because I had one relationship when we started out as kind of intimate friends, and then it got sexually tense, and then it kind of also got a little bit more boyfriendy, so. Shit happens. How is liking someone as a friend different from liking someone romantically? It just is. If I like somebody as a friend, well, okay, so there's like I like someone as a friend because I'm just not attracted to them sexually, and then there's I like someone as a friend because it's just not gonna happen sexually. So yeah, I guess there's that. Oh, like next question, can you be sexually attracted to your friend? And if yes, how do you deal with it? Yeah, no, definitely get sexually attracted to friends. And it's kind of a question of whether or not I can do anything about it. Like, I have a couple friends that I think are hella attractive, but they're married and they're monogamous. So I'm just like, nope, nothing gonna happen. Just not gonna, like, I'm just, that's not gonna happen. It can happen. Therefore, end of story. Or if it would be complicated, like right now I'm in a really small town, so I don't really want to pursue anything with anyone because it's just don't really want the rumor mill going. So it's just like fuck that. What are the things you like about any kind of people? I don't even know what this is asking. I like people that are kind of So like I'm shit at communicating, so I really like people that communicate with me. I'm really bad at making my needs known, so I really appreciate when somebody is like, "Hey, I really need to talk to you, and here are the things that I need from you right now." Like I have one friend that I adore, and I should tell her this sometime because she'll message me and she'll be like, "Hey, Brat, I'm having this sort of a day, and I really need you to tell me this." And I'll be like, "Okay, well, guess what? This because." But she's really, then she apologizes. Oh, I'm sorry I'm being so needy. I'm like, no, like you tell me exactly what you need. You don't dance around and be like, hey, how are you? What's going on? Yada yada yada. And it works. Like that's how our friendship works. And I know she likes me and I know I like her and we're friends. So I mean, for me, that's the ideal. That's kind of my ideal relationship, friendship sort of thing, is when somebody's like, hey, listen, I need this to happen. So that I, you know, this is how I'm gonna know that you care about me right now, is I need this need met. 'Cause I'm really bad at like doing the dance around and you kind of like telling someone that you kind of spending time with them and like hoping that they'll eventually realize that you need some specific thing. Of course, the downside is I'm really, really bad at that. So I'm trying to get better at telling my partners things like, hey, I really need you to tell me that I'm pretty today because I'm not feeling pretty or something to that effect. It's tricky sometimes because there's always this sort of idea of you shouldn't, if you're in a good relationship, you should have your needs met without having to like explain them. But how is anybody supposed to fucking know? Like if I'm in a shit mood and I want to be loved, I kind of sometimes I have to go and find somebody and be like, hey, listen, I need you to love me up a little bit. Because it's not like people are just gonna like know that I need that. Especially since like basically all my relationships are long distance, so it's not like I can just like hop online and pretend everything is fine and have my partner know that I need cuddles. Like it's just it's silly. Anyway, I don't even know what question I'm on anymore. Oh, things you like about any kind of people. Yeah, I like supportive people and whatnot. And I guess I sometimes I wonder if I find people attractive for reasons or if I find people attractive and then come up with reasons. I don't know. Anyway, based on what criteria would you choose a friend or a romantic partner? I don't know. I guess if I'm choosing a friend, which seems like a weird thing, but I guess that's how it happens. I guess it's easier to say like, why wouldn't I choose someone as a friend? Because I live in a small town and there's not a lot of people around. But I don't think I would make any friends here just because nobody seems to be kind of on my level. Like the people I work with, some of them are pretty gossipy. They don't seem to have a similar work ethic to me. You know, I don't think I'd have any like hobbies or anything in common with them, so I don't really have any friends. So I guess then it's like, okay, how do I make friends? Like the people I make friends with online, I guess it's people that I have like hobbies or attitudes in common with. What criteria would you choose a romantic partner? If they want to be with me and I want to be with them, then that's cool. That's basically how it goes. I have a new boyfriend. I gone to see him just as like a hookup sort of like a friends with benefits or friends with possibly, I don't know. Anyway, I figured it was gonna be like an occasional like maybe we can meet and hook up sort of friendship because he's monogamous and I'm not, and I was like, I don't want to be like keeping you from finding someone. Like I want you to have a good relationship and yada yada. But if in the meantime we get to hook up, that would be okay. Anyway, a couple like a week or so after I'd gone to visit him and we'd had sex and it was pretty awesome. We were kind of talking about stuff, and I was feeling shit because he was being all cuddly and stuff, and I was just like, "Look, I cannot. This is not good. I'm a terrible girlfriend." I told him that. I'm like, "I'm a really bad girlfriend, and especially for somebody like you, this is not really great. I don't I'm never gonna be monogamous for you. It's not gonna happen. And I kind of feel like this is not a good direction to be going in. And he's like, you know what? I know that. I know that you're never gonna be mine and mine alone. But at the same time, I really like you right now. And I don't think that, like, even if we know this relationship is gonna end at some point, I don't think that's a reason to not kind of pursue this relationship. So yeah, now I have a boyfriend who's monogamous. And it's lovely actually. We cuddle on Skype and he falls asleep and snores. And then I hang up on him and go to bed. Oh, he's adorable. Do you need to be someone's friend? Do we get there? I don't even know. Do you need to be someone's friend before you can be their SO? Or are these two concepts separate from each other? I like being, because I have so many like different sorts of relationships. If I'm just hooking up with someone, and then they wanted to be like something more than that, it would definitely like change the whole like dynamic. I feel like I need to be at least friendly with someone before I were to be their significant other. Yeah, I need to at least know that I'm like compatible with them on a couple of different levels. I can't just like fuck somebody and decide to date them. That would be weird. Is attraction different for men and women? I don't know. I think attraction, everybody feels attraction on a different sort of way, so I'm sure it's different for everybody. What are the things you think everyone likes about other people? Well, people like people that are friendly. There are some people that are just kind of likable and they're friendly and they're adaptive. And yes, I'm sure that that's something like most people like people that are like them, I guess. What do you think people often forget to think of when they choose a friend or partner? I think some people like kind of if they're getting if they're choosing a partner, they kind of especially if it's like in the early game and you're kind of in that heady sort of initial attraction stage, people forget to think about kind of long-term compatibility sort of things. Like I'm always nervous anytime people will people say a thing and or people will like start a new relationship and somebody will point out like a potential problem and they're just like, oh, you know what, we'll just deal with it when it comes up. And it's like, well, I feel like that's kind of come up now. Aren't you gonna deal with it? I don't know, I just feel like people forget to think about like long-term sort of things, like I don't know, like life plans. Like I've just seen like relationships, especially starting in university, like people will like have this like wonderful relationship because they meet people in like second year and they're all like, oh, we're all gonna be together forever. And then you look and you're like, okay, your job is going to be in the city and your job is gonna be out in the middle of fucking nowhere. So how is that gonna work out? Or one person thinks that they're finding, you know, a partner for life and the other person thinks that they're finding a partner for the next 2 years. So I think sometimes that doesn't get addressed like straight up. I think that's a, oh my God, I have no idea how long this ramble has been. love you guys. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.